Greetings, Tampa Bay Photo Forum members and Tampa Photography Forum members. Just a real quick, Boo, want to bring you up to date on a couple things. Remind everyone of our triple header event tonight. We've got three events going on. This month, we're over in Pinellas County, but September, we've got some great activities planned, and our nighttime photo walk will be over in Tampa. I was out scouting some locations yesterday. We're going to be able to get some great nighttime shots of the city. And we've got a great little meeting place picked up where we can have a drink and relax beforehand. So going to be some great opportunities next month. So stay tuned for that. But tonight, we've got a big event coming up. At 5 o'clock, we have a joint event with the North Pinellas Group and the Tampa Photo Forum. We are going to Krabby Bill's on Clearwater Beach, not their old one in the marina. That's still there, but we're going to the new one on Clearwater Beach, and we're meeting at 5. They've got a 2-for-1 happy hour going on. Come on out. Meet old members, meet new members. This is for everybody just to relax, kick back, watch the sun start to set, and we'll have a good time getting to know each other. Bring some pictures if you want to share. You know, bring some questions. I'll be there. I'll be happy to answer any photo-related, computer-related questions that I can. That's at 5. That rolls right on into at 6 o'clock. We have what we call Brews and Views, and the same happy hour is going on. Come on out. Get yourself an appetizer or a meal or what have you, and relax with some great friends and sit down. Relax, kick back, watch the sunset, and share some great photographs and great stories. And get ready for our nighttime photo walk, because that's the next. At about 7:15, somewhere along in there, we're going to be going on the photo walk. We've got three different sort of activities you can do. One is just go off and explore on your own. There's Pier 60. There'll be street vendors and merchants. There's musicians. There's break dancers. There's drum circles. There's all kinds of things going on at Pier 60. Great neon signs. There's great nighttime lights and activities to shoot. So you can go off on your own and explore. Or we've got two planned activities for you. I'm going to be taking people over by Pier 60 to teach them a little HDR. What's HDR, you say? It's high dynamic range photography, where you can actually take three or more pictures and then combine them together using special software. It's not that expensive. There's actually even free software that you can use. I've got free downloads that I can give you or, you know, point you towards. And we've also got a workshop coming up in 2 weeks, Saturday, September 5th. I'm doing an HDR workshop. So that's coming up. This will get you some files to play with. The last activity that we've got planned, Ross Crisson, who on Saturday did our great indoor portrait studio lighting workshop. Ross is going to have a couple models in tow, and he's going to be going right down to the beach in Clearwater and showing you how to shoot model pictures, portrait pictures, with the setting sun as a background. Not as easy as it sounds, because you have to mix flash with ambient light to get those great colors in the sky and still be able to see your person's face. So that's what's going on. Hope to see everyone this evening. As a prep for this, I want to talk about something that, you know, I talk about in almost all my classes, but things happen. And what that is sort of a pre-photo walk or pre-workshop checklist that everybody should have to make sure that they bring the things they need and their camera's ready to shoot. Things like make sure that you set your ISO back to 100 or 200 or what you normally shot at. You may have forgotten that your last stuff was shot at a high ISO like 800 or 1600, and that could potentially ruin some of your bright daylight pictures. Make sure you've got plenty of charged batteries. Don't just say, oh yeah, I charged them not too long ago, and you get there and you're there for 10 minutes and your battery goes dead and you forgot the spare. That actually happened to somebody yesterday on our photo walk at Lettuce Lake. And then be sure that you've got some empty cards. Bring a spare, bring an extra, and make sure your card that's in your camera is cleaned off. We've got a podcast about that. You can find it on the iTunes store by searching Photo Forum After Hours. And it's number one or number two that we did quite a while ago, but it's a great listen. But the moral of the story is, all that gear doesn't do you any good if you leave it at home or leave it in your car. So bring your gear tonight so we can go out and do some great pictures. I'm done. See you this evening. So long.